Cemetery Tales is sponsored by Friendly Cup. Friendly Cup is an eco-friendly wheat straw plastic that does not give off that nasty plastic scent or taste. It is 100% biodegradable. Not only is this healthy for our environment, but it also keeps the temperature hotter or colder for a longer period of time compared to regular plastic. Friendly Cup allows you to drink your favorite coffee or tea in an eco-friendly cup while making the world a better place. To receive a discount on your purchase at friendlycup.org, use my discount code JUBILANTJT. You receive 25% off of your purchase. Hello and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast, the show that talks about my experiences working in the cemetery and my personal ghost encounters, amongst other horror genre and other things that may be a little scary. We also touch on spiritual things as well. I am your host, Gerard Terrell. And you like that rhyme? I know it caught me off guard too. And today we're going to talk about cliches in horror movies. An update of the ghost in my bathroom. Is this thing still following me? I don't know. I had to update you guys on what happened to me yesterday driving home. And also ridding yourself of evil energy that surrounds you. It's very important in today's time. You guys understand what I'm talking about. We'll discuss the ins and outs of basic cemeteries, and we'll offer listeners a special surprise at the end. Be sure to listen all the way through for the details. Hope you are ready. Again, thank you and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning until 7 a.m. When the purge concludes, blessed by our new founding fathers in America, nation reborn, may God be with you all. Man, could you imagine if the purge was real, bro? That would be wild. That'd be insane, wouldn't it? What would you do, man, if a purge ever happened? Would you be surprised? Anything's possible, right? It's the world we live in. Anyway, we're going to talk about the cliches in horror movies, because that's what we're supposed to talk about, not the purge. But I just thought I had to run through that public announcement because it just made sense. So, we're going to start off. I have a couple cliches in the horror movies. I'd like to hear you guys' thoughts about this, but of course, we're going to start off with number one. And it's the funniest to me, is running on the road while being chased by a car. It's like, yo, okay, it's cool to be on the road, right? But why are you in the middle of the road? I mean, at some point, your survival skills, your survival instincts got to kick in. Like, why am I in the middle of this road? And why don't I just run into the spooky woods? Which is another cliche. But we're not going to talk about that right now. I'm just saying, that is bananas. So, I mean, I don't know, man. As we move forward through the cliche list, I was just number one. Number two, women and men can't run without falling down. Every scary movie, you have to have quality runners. And in the midst of quality runners, you're going to have at least one person trip over a pebble, not a rock, a pebble, something you barely see. And it's like, how did they fall? Or they just fall over nothing. It's just how it works, man. You know, you're getting chased by the killer, and then, boom, you hit the ground, and guess what? The killer, who was walking, catches you. Going to the next cliche. Alright, so, a car never starts. It never fails, man. It could be a brand new car. It can be the old beater. It don't matter. The car worked perfectly fine going to where you were trying to go. you go into the spooky house, if you go into the random cemetery that you happen to stop at, or if your car is just driving, brand new car, and you just happen to like, dang, what happened? It's your castle right here. How did this castle get right here? I'm just saying, luck is never in your favor when you're trying to jump in the car. It's not the move, man. It's not the move. It never works. Especially when you're getting chased by the killer. Alright, so the one that always had me laugh as a kid is the Scooby-Doo, hey, let's split up, gang. It's the splitting up cliche. Like, yo, always, the movies always have in this situation. I mean, always, I had to say it three times because it's always four times. A psycho killer, he running around, murking everybody. And the first thing you do is, hey, let's cover more ground. We can increase our survival. Let's split up, gang. No, don't split up. That's the precursor of the end. It's all over. When you split up, it's a wrap. The killer take you out one by one, or sometimes two. Either way it go, somebody getting destroyed. So we go on to the next one, is the inconsistent strength of a killer, right? So the killer, he go ahead, he's taking everybody out. Boom, he knock you out. Boom, cut your head off. Boom, your arm. Like, what happened? Ah, right through the gut. But when they get down to the main character, somehow that killer becomes a little bit clumsy. Now he's not a superpower. Now he's a little weaker. You know, to make sure that the main protagonist, the hero of the movie, get that advantage, man. It's always funny. I don't know why it's like that. You know, the next one, which I found is funny when it comes to these Nightmare on Elm Street movies, is adults are useless. And they are, man, because they don't get nothing. Absolutely zero, man. Because one, all these movies are all around teenagers and kids. So it keeps you safe, man. So you don't have to worry about none of that stuff, man. You know, but the parents, they never believe. They don't listen to the children. Everybody crazy. And it's like, why am I even talking to you? Kind of like how teenagers feel every single day. Anyway, Betrayal by Little Sounds, the next one. And you can be hiding, which is weird. They hide in the curtains. Under the bed, it's like the number one, or the closet. It's like, no, don't hide there. The killer knows you there. It's like, okay, don't go there. But it'd be the most randomest ways you get caught. Your cell phone ring. Of course it does. Your cell phone vibrates. Of course it does. You, all of a sudden, you're so scared that you... It's like, no, no, you already hiding. So now you see him, now you cry and can yell and scream and hop. No, that makes no sense. Keep that momentum. You're already hiding and quiet. Keep it up. But somehow, like in the movie, what's that movie, Taken? The girl just happened to say something. Boom, she getting dragged from under the bed. I just don't know. That's just how it works, man. So we got the speed walker killer cliche. And it don't matter what. Hey, so you guys ever play Mortal Kombat? They kind of had it to where Jason just has his transportation or teleportation. I said transportation. Man, could you imagine if Jason was driving? I don't think he was driving. It's Michael Myers. Anyway, you know, Jason can teleport, man. In a Mortal Kombat, you utilize the teleport to go ahead and finish you off, man. And so it kind of defeats the speed walker. But in the Michael Myers case, you can be full sprinting. And somehow you go around that wrong tree, on that wrong corner, and guess who's there? The killer. It's like, man, you can never outrun the speed walker. Never. Never, ever, man. Next one, man, is the mirror scare, which is one of the funniest ones because they set it up so nice. They're washing their face in the mirror. You see them looking at themselves. Okay, cool. They go back down, grab some more water, put it in their face, look up. Bam, killer. Hey, man, it's good. I like it. It's always a great thing in the movie. So that one's not bad for me. I actually like that one, man. So next one we got, boom, bad cell phone reception. You know, I can think of a movie. It's not even a scary movie. I guess it's a thriller. But The Panic Room, great example, man. They did everything to get that phone to work. It wasn't working because they're in a panic room. The Panic Room. Anyway, you just had to be, man. The phone never works, man. Anything with electronics to save you, it's not going to work, man. So the number one out of all of these things on this whole list is the dark basement. That might be the number one, man. You have to get a house. You got to have a creepy basement. And somebody had to have been murdered or will be murdered in that basement, man. It has to be, man. There's always weird sounds, some kind of weird noises coming down there, and you always want to go by yourself with the raggedy flashlight or the raggedy light bulbs that just happen to blow out, or your flashlight batteries just happen to go out. But hey, you just happen to go down to the spooky, dark basement, and at the worst possible moment, you know you shouldn't do it, man. All right, so the next one we got is ignoring the elder's warning. Now, every scary movie I've ever seen, man, old people in these movies always tell you, hey man, beware of the danger. Don't go there. Don't go to that house. Don't go to that hospital. Don't go to that barnyard. Don't go to the scary church. But what happens? You go to those places anyway. Man, that old person that told you, man, don't do it. You know, heed the warning, but you go anyway. Why? Because you just don't know no better, man. It's the movies, man. You gotta love it, though. You gotta love it. All right, so the killer is Invincible, which is like number one in all Friday the 13th movies, number one in all the Halloween movies, number one in all the Nightmare on Elm Street, or Candyman, because you can never leave out Candyman, man. Much love, man. You know, but killer's invincible. You know, immortal. You know, he'd knock everybody out, taking everybody out. One hit, don't do anything. Good example. All right, so when Jason goes to Manhattan, he was fighting my man Julius. That's his name. I had to think for a second. My man Julius on top of the building. Julius giving him that work, hitting bow, 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 bow. You know, Jason eating him, boom, boom, boom. Julius get tired. What happens? Tiger uppercut. That's my reference to Street Fighter. Jason uppercut the life out of my man, knock his head off, fall into the garbage can, close, a little funny, you gotta laugh, classic, man. I'm just saying, the killer's invincible, you gotta remember that. Alright, so, everyone is an idiot, because everyone is an idiot, man. No matter what, you're gonna make a bad decision. If you're running in a scary movie, and the scary movie did a good job saying, hey, you can go left to safety, or you can go right to death. You panic, and you go to death. Nothing wrong with making a stupid decision. But when you make the stupid decision, you will get finished. Flawless victory, fatality. You will get done. Done, done, done. Done. That's just what happens, man. In these movies, man, you always have the one guy that's the expert shooter. I mean, this guy or girl, you know, never fired a gun. The whole movie. They find the gun. They become, you know, a marksman. It's the classic thing with these movies. I love it, man. I love it. My last one on the list, man, for today is The Creepy Children, man, because a scary movie ain't nothing without the kids, man. You gotta have the innocent-looking, scary, out of nowhere, oh my God, what am I gonna do, freaky, scary kids. You gotta have it, man, because they'd be the weirdest, scariest. I don't know if they dolls or not, if they real. It's the best thing ever, man. So that's one of my favorites. It's the children in the scary movies. It's fantastic. If you ever go to a haunted house, I love when they had the little kids in there with the little knives like Chucky, man. It's fantastic, man. Again, I used to be afraid of that stuff. I'm an adult. Can handle it today. Anyway, that concludes my cliches in the horror movies. Hey, if you got some more you want to add, feel free to add some, man. We'll get some more on the next episode. Hey, continue on through the podcast. We got a little sponsored message coming up. And hey, continue to keep listening. Thank you, and I appreciate you. All right, welcome back. I am driving right now, so you may hear a little of the blinker in the background. But just know that what I'm gonna tell you is very factual, and what I'm gonna tell you is very real. And if you don't believe in ghosts or anything of the spiritual world, then this part of the show may not be for you. All right. So again, my name is Gerard Terrell. I am the host of Cemetery Tales Podcast. And just to give you a rundown, I used to work at a cemetery over 10 years, 10 and a half years, you know, burying people. I dug graves, been inside graves, Anywhere from 3.5 feet graves all the way up to 12, 13 feet deep graves when we do double deep. So I have been in different situations where we had to intern and re-intern and remove different caskets and different people. I mean, sometimes we're digging people up that had wooden caskets, and those caskets break, and you know, you picking bones and putting them in a sheet for the funeral director so they can bury somewhere else. And you know, we work with the coroner directly for obvious reasons. We're digging people up. So just to give you a little background, if you did know, sometime, you know, we have new listeners that did not listen to any of the previous episodes. So let's continue on the ghost series. So here we go. The other day I was driving, and in the midst of me driving, I have some hats that I keep on my headrest, you know, in my vehicle. So I'm driving, all of a sudden, you know, one of the hats end up bumping me. I'm thinking to myself, well, there's nobody in the car with me. It's just me driving. That would be crazy if somebody's in the car with me. You know, I'm on the highway, I'm just riding, and my windows are up. And next thing you know, the hat jump on my backseat headrest and tap me on the shoulder. So I look back, I see nothing, right? My hat starts. So I grab the hat, put it in my seat, you know, keep driving. All of a sudden, the hat slides. Mind you, all I'm doing is going straight. I'm not turning left. I'm not turning right. I'm going straight. And in the midst of me going straight on my drive, my hat moved from the left side of my vehicle to the right side of my vehicle. So now I'm thinking, like, okay, clearly something is in the vehicle with me. What do I do? Well, I mean, I could look back and keep driving. I'm on the highway. I could just jump out the car. You know, that'd be crazy going 70, 80 miles an hour on the highway. You know, I don't want the cone. I don't want any of you guys to go over the speed limit. I'm just telling you, the speed that I was driving at the time kind of picked up, maybe because I was a little shocked a little bit about what's going on in the back seat. Anyway, so I had to think, what am I going to do? So I decided to do nothing, because if you don't give anything the energy it wants, it's not going to do anything. You know, you know, a lot of times, if you understand about the attention thing, if you give it attention, then you know, it'll go ahead and perform. Well, you just don't give it any attention and it will not perform. So in my case, the performance stopped. I continued on my drive, and that was the end of that. But one thing, if you guys have been listening to previous episodes, I had an issue like this before where it looked like my friend told me, he said it looked like someone was in the car with me when it was just me in the car by myself. And another time, previous episodes in the series of episodes now, where I had a cardinal land on my mirror in my work vehicle. So, hey, I don't know what's going on exactly, but everything's a little weird. My radio acts a little weird. You know, it turns stations, it come on by itself. It has weird numbers on here. That's not the regular time. Hey, a lot of things happen. Sometimes I hear knocking on the windows. You know, sometimes I hear walking in my truck. That don't supposed to happen, right? It's not real life, but it's a tapping sometime. I don't know what that means. All I know is the best thing to do is what we're going to do in the next segment is talk about ridding yourself of negative energy. Now, when you rid yourself of negative energy, or just negative spirits or negative anything that could be harming you or around you, things can change. Now, different times, and this even happened recently. Now, I know when I look back, I didn't see anything, but that does not mean that when I looked in the mirror, I didn't see anything, because in the mirror, I seen a shadow. Now, this is interesting because I don't know if I mentioned in a previous episode, because it's been a while since I recorded, but I've finally seen what this, I don't know what it is. And it was a kind of an older guy.
not like it was somebody that I know, you know, because I don't think I'm the one that this spirit is messing with or bothering exactly. I think it's just I'm in contact with people that may have this entity or spirit, as you may say, involved with them. And I think that's what happens in this situation. So I will keep you guys informed after I finally seen who or what exactly it was. And I found out that it's a guy, and I couldn't really see, like, you know, like more than that. I just know it's a guy and everything. And hey, we figure it out, man. You know, things is interesting, man. You know, this is the Cemetery Tales podcast. And as you know, this is the month of October, Halloween. We do have three moons, the blue moon in the month of October. If you guys want me to talk about that in the next episode, I can, and I probably should. So maybe I will. I don't know. You guys let me know, man. But it's a lot of different things that we're working on in the process. I'm trying to get the page better, man. I'm trying to, when I say the page, I'm trying to work on my IG. That's Instagram for some people. I'm trying to work on YouTube, get this better. I need to get that together. Also, I'm working on the Facebook page. I actually put the new episode on the Facebook page, and I haven't uploaded it anywhere else as of this recording, as of right now. But I will release it, and it will be available on all your podcasting platforms. If it's Spotify, if it's iTunes, if it's Stitcher, hey, wherever you guys, Google, hey, it's wherever you guys listen, it will be there and available. Also, in the midst of this, reach me through my email. You can hit my personal email, man. It's all good. It's Gerard, J-A-R-O-D, period, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, at gmail.com. Hit me on my personal email, because I really want to read what you guys have to say. I want to read more about what you think about, if it's something really following me, if I'm just talking crazy, if I'm even just making this stuff up, but in reality, I'm telling you exactly what's going on. So, appreciate you guys. We'll go into the next segment. We're going to talk about ridding yourself of evil energy, you know, something that may be hovering around you, bogging you down, hey, things that you need to do. And this could be a little bit more than just saging, because that's like the number one thing that everybody talks about. I am going to mention sage, though, because it works. But I'm just saying, I'm going to give you a little bit more than just sage, to let you know that there are other options, and they don't have to be like all negative. Because sometimes if you just say, leave me alone, like Michael Jackson, they will leave you alone, like literally. You know, the thing is, it's a certain way you got to say it. You can't just say it angrily. Can't be mad, like get out, like it's not like that. You don't breathe negative to negative. That don't make sense. You don't feed negativity, you know, that makes it worse. You don't want to, whatever it is, this is like, cool, man, about time you gave me what I need, now it's showtime, bucko. You don't want it to be like that. So thank you for listening to this part, and you guys tell me real quick, hey, you think this ghost thing is it really following me? Is it me that is after? Is it somebody else? Am I hallucinating while I'm driving? I don't know. But you guys tell me, man. All right. Hey, take a quick break. We go on to our next segment, Cemetery Tales Podcast. After that little break, we are on to ridding yourself of evil energy that's around you. Now, if you didn't know, majority of these evil energies, these evil impurities, are attracted to negative or low energy. So you gotta counter this. It's very important. You know, now we don't talk about that too much on this on this podcast, but it is very necessary because, yes, we do talk about headstones. Yes, we do talk about scary movies in the horror genre. Yes, we do talk about ghosts, but we also talk about the spiritual aspect of things too. And it's very important that you have to counter negative energy. You got to change that energy vibration of your home or your car or even your office or your workplace. It's very necessary. If you can, you need to do it. You always want to have everything with positivity and some kind of brightness. You know, it definitely helps. You know, if you want to play some music, nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, just laughing, clapping your hands, man. Little things like that can change the atmosphere, and sometimes you got to, because that stale, negative, low energy, it's just not the way. So again, I have a couple of things for you. So of course, we're going to run through these three. As I mentioned before, sage. Yes, sage is one of the most common things to rid yourself of these negative impurities, this energy. And you want to use white sage. It's important. I make sure I include this on the social so you guys know the importance of white sage. All sages, but the importance of white sage in this particular situation when it comes to negative energy. So you want to get that sage and burn it in a small pot, or you can just have it lit and just walk around. Make sure you hit those corners and open your windows. Everybody forget about that. You just have the energy, the spirits or ghosts or whatever you want to call it, that's in your place, just running around with nowhere to go. Man, just open your windows. Just open your windows. And also, if you're going to sage, you got to make sure when you hit these corners in your home, office, even your car, you always got to sage yourself. And never, ever forget to sage the bottom of your feet, because it seems like everybody forget about that. Also, my opinion, I think it's good to ground yourself. And if you can take your socks and shoes off and just walk in the grass, hey, your feet touch the earth. Oh, man, you're talking about being grounded. That helps. It helps. All right. So, again, you know, every room you want to keep that sage in your hand and move it in a circle. And, you know, you can say it to yourself or out loud, I free wherever of this negative energies. You know, it's good to do it in your home, telling your works. The second thing is Reiki. As you know, I am a Reiki master. I received my certification from Carolyn Ruby out there in Temperance, you know, Light the Way. If you ever, that's my plug right there. If you want to check them out, out there in Temperance, Michigan. But Reiki, definitely a great way to remove that bad energy from a person's mind and a person's body. It heals on a couple of different levels. If you don't know what Reiki is, I can also leave that on the social pages to give you more in-depth thing. If you are a Reiki practitioner, or if you had at least been attuned to Reiki, then you understand that the symbols that you learn can disperse negative energies that's around you in the process. You know, it may take a little bit. It's not a right now situation, but it can change the atmosphere just like that. The last thing that a lot of people don't talk about that I learned back home in Ohio is using pine. So if you use those pine needles, you know, it can give you protection. And sometimes, a lot of times you need it. I know I needed it working at the cemetery that I did, because it was so many different energies that were just around, involved in this that process with working there. But you want to do that. So what you do is you'll find a pine tree and you cut like a little branch off, right? Very necessary. So you get a cup of water or a vase, you know, anything holds some water, and you place that pine in the water. Now this will clear the negative energy. It just like, but you want to use it with something else. So let's say you smudging with sage, you know, or you listen to some kind of drum music. That helps, you know, clearing your chakras or any of those other methods, you know, you decide to use. Just remember and keep in mind that pine needles will get rid of bad energy and keep that energy away from you. You got to see that the pine is protecting you, and you want to keep that around you so that you can feel that extra protection. Just necessary, you know, if you're in your home, you know, have it kind of close to your bed. Make sure you switch out that water, keep some fresh water in there every other day. You know, that keep that protection going, keep it strong. So those three things, the sage burning, the Reiki, and using pine, can aid you in your ridding yourself of evil energy. Again, I feel like it's very necessary, especially in today's time. You know, just to keep your mind right, sometimes you gotta turn the TV off. Now, this is a little different. I'll say sometimes you gotta turn the TV off, man. Right now, that TV is a monster, man. If it was no other time, that TV is just, is you know, making people crazy, man. You know, I say, man, if you're gonna do anything, just turn the TV off and take some nootropics or something. You know, maybe we gotta talk about that in one of these episodes, because that's important. You know, I think it's good. You know, I am a fan of nootropics, you know, Kratom, I'm a fan of these things. Maybe I'll talk about that, even though it's not related to what we talk about on this podcast. But, hey, I think it's necessary. It's things that I do. You know, maybe I get a little more personal a little bit. But, hey, that's how I feel right there. But appreciate you for checking out this segment right here. Again, ridding yourself of evil energy around you. You know, sage and Reiki all day. That pine, if you need some protection, I'm telling you, the pine works wonders. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go over the basics of a cemetery. And then we're going to wrap this show up, give you a nice closing. And, hey, I appreciate you for listening. Thank you. This is the Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Jahad Terrell. And let's take a break. Here, and we're trying to figure out what is a cemetery, or is there a difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? Well, ultimately they're exactly the same. I mean, you hear graveyard is usually connected to a church. You know, it's a sleeping place, you know, where remains of dead people are buried. A lot of times they can be obviously caskets, different type of caskets they have. I don't know about out here in Texas too much. I'm assuming that everybody does some kind of mausoleum burial. I'm going to look more into that. I know back in Ohio, you know, you use vaults, you bury them in the ground and place the casket inside those vaults. Depending on the type of vault it is, you know, it can be a top seal, it could be more of a liner or no liner. It just depends, but yeah, man, I did a lot of these, and I think I'm going to go to a cemetery out here. I just don't know which one to go to. I'm trying to think of a good one. What's a good one to go to? I think I'm going to go to maybe this Hollingsworth Cemetery. That might be a good one. I think I'm going to go to the Hollingsworth Cemetery in Crosby, Texas. I think that's where I'm going to go, guys. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to let you know what I see when I walk through there. I'll hear some good things about it. I'm interested to see what I find. And I'll definitely let you guys know. I know that there's a couple prominent people that's buried in there. And I will discuss those in the next episode. It's exciting, man. It's exciting. Start doing a little cemetery tour out here in Texas, and I start uploading on this podcast what I see, what I find, who I find, and the type of energy I feel while I'm out there. So stay tuned, and we will keep coming with new updates. So the next episode, I'm thinking we're going to do a scary movie series. Maybe let's go with some of the upcoming movies for the month of October. I know we and a delicate situation right now with this pandemic going on. So, hey, we can see what happened, man. You know, I figure we talk about those things. It is October, so it is Halloween. And, of course, as we get closer to the 31st for the two things, one, it'll be Halloween, also the blue moon. We had discussed Michael Myers. You know, it only makes sense. So, hey, I appreciate you guys for checking me out today.
I am, again, Gerard Terrell. You are listening to the Cemetery Tales podcast. Feel free to hit me up on my email and my personal email, jarod.terrell@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up with any questions, or you can follow me on Facebook, Cemetery Tales. You can follow me on Instagram, Cemetery Tales. YouTube, Cemetery Tales podcast. So, hey, I appreciate you listening today, and I will catch you on the next one. Peace.